So this is a typical diffusion equation. We have a rod here, we have time here, we have some initial distribution of heat on the rod. We probably have some fixed endpoints which have fixed temperature. Then we need to calculate the temperature as a function of time throughout the rod. So that's a classic diffusion equation. You are given conditions on an open surface like this. So this is x, the length along the rod. This is time. Let me think. Here is an example of fluid flow for Laplace's equation. Fluid flow is, when done in its full complexity, is determined by hyperbolic equations, the so-called Navier-Stokes equations, which are extremely hard to solve. However, under some conditions, you can solve them with elliptic equation. And then if you wish to discuss here the you want to solve for the motion of a fluid in a pipe. Now this is x, not t, because whenever you see t, you should expect to see a parabolic or hyperbolic equation, because that's what time always corresponds to. Sometimes x and y will correspond to hyperbolic, but time will almost all, because I mean, that's just sort of Mother Nature. I mean, Mother Nature evolves things in time. So anything which has time almost has to have a hyperbolic or parabolic form, because we know physically that it's sort of unreasonable to say, all right, time naught is this, time this plus 80, we could, even if we were allowed to set boundary conditions in time, we would all be in great shape. You could say, well, t equals naught, we'll get born, t equals 80 years, we'll retire with $100 million worth of bank balance, and we'll just solve the differential equations with those boundary conditions, and it'll be fine. So we know that this is not possible to predict ahead in time, because the equations do not allow that. Nature does not allow us to specify the boundary conditions at the beginning and the end in time. But in space it does. We are allowed to specify what happens at the beginning of a pipe and at the end of a pipe, and find out what happens in the middle. Because space is instant. I mean, at a given time, we are allowed to specify a closed curve in space and specify the boundary conditions. That makes physical sense. What's unphysical is specifying it at the beginning and the end in time. So this will be an example of an elliptic equation in the so-called Euler's equations, which are the type of what happens to the Navier-Stokes equations when you approximate them, and then you get elliptic equations out of them. And of course we can specify, because we imagine this pipe is in some infinite fluid, we know what happens here and here. These are the sides of the pipe, which will have some condition which will be typically such that the velocity is zero, because fluid sticks to the side of a pipe and has to have zero velocity there.